Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I had the stinky, I had the over-colognes, I had the silence, and then I had the non-stop caller Uber rides over the weekend. I was out of town, so rather than renting a car, because I'm not familiar with the roads in Portland, I decided I was just going to Uber everywhere, which led to one very interesting 20-minute Uber ride. I get in the car. The guy seems nice enough. About 2 minutes into our ride, his phone rings. And so, you know, the music stops because his phone's connected to the car and you can hear the phone ringing. And I can see his screen, so I know it's a person named Marmar who's calling him. He doesn't answer, I'm assuming because I'm in the car and that would just be the polite thing to do. He's probably not going to have a full-blown conversation with me sitting in the back seat. Well, then Marmar calls again right away. Now, my husband and I have a thing where if I call you twice, that means it's an emergency. So in my head, I'm thinking, uh-oh, something's wrong, and him and Marmar are probably in a relationship. Well, let me tell you, if it's a relationship, it's a toxic one, because Marmar went on a spin out. In my 20-minute Uber ride, she, I'm assuming it's a she, called and then let it ring just long enough for the music to start again, and then would call again, let it ring, the music would start again, and then guess what? Yep, Marmar was back on the phone. For 20 minutes, she called nonstop. We are talking full-blown psycho woman mode. And at this point, I'm questioning all my life choices about why I didn't just rent a car. But in my head, I'm thinking, do I just tell this guy, answer the call? But he probably knows that Marmar is going to go crazy on him, and that's why he's not answering. But he also doesn't say anything to me. So I'm sitting in the back of his car for 20 minutes listening to this person call him on repeat. Is it ever okay for your Uber driver to answer their phone? In this situation, would you have said something like, dude, answer the phone? Because I really wanted to, because I was curious. What did you do to set off Marmar? Or are you like me and you just stay quiet in the back seat and blast his relationship problems in Southern California? What would you have done? Give me a call. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Sending that song out to Marmar in Portland. Lose it on K-Frog, because that person was definitely about to lose it over something. And it made for the most uncomfortable Uber ride ever. I was up there for work, and during a 20-minute Uber ride, this person named Marmar called my Uber driver nonstop. I'm telling you, it would ring. The music would start for just a second because his phone was connected to his car. And then this person named Marmar would call again for 20 minutes nonstop. I decided to ask my Uber driver after that terrible drive if he ever thinks it's okay to answer his phone while there's someone in the car.
No, unless that I know that is important or from my family.
Well, I'll tell you what, whatever it was definitely important to Marmar because the nonstop calling just screamed psycho woman. 951 texted in and said Uber drivers are actually allowed to answer their phones. There's not a guideline against it. They just have to follow local laws. We are, however, strongly recommended to avoid personal calls for passenger safety and comfort. I'll tell you what, I was worried for his safety with how many times Marmar called him. It might be time to start cracking that mama whip, but I feel like it still is a little too early. My oldest, Carter, is 10 years old, and he has been bugging me for the longest time to get a phone, and he just honestly doesn't need one. Mom and dad take him to school. If he's at practice, one of us is usually there with him, at least somewhere nearby. So we've held off on a phone, and our compromise recently was an Apple Watch. And he's done good with the Apple Watch. He's had this now for probably 6 months. And initially when he got it, I loaded it with like my phone number, my husband's phone number, his grandparents' phone numbers, things like that. Numbers of people that if you really need to get a hold of somebody, those are the people you call. Well, thank God for siblings because recently his little brother called him out about all the people he's been texting on his Apple Watch. And these are people who I did not add to the Apple Watch. I know he talks to some of his baseball friends and some of his school friends, but I'm wondering, when do I start to check his text messages? In my eyes, he's 10 years old. He's still pretty innocent, but I know the world is a lot faster than when I was a kid. And part of me is thinking, maybe I just start checking him now just so he knows this is the way it's going to be going forward. So parents, I'm curious, when did you start checking your kids' text messages? Like at what age? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Is it ever really too soon? Maybe I should just start the precedent now of I am going to be checking your text messages. My son Carter's 10 years old. He's had an Apple Watch now for probably about 6 months. I've never checked his text messages because he's 10. It never really crossed my mind to think that he would be texting anything that I need to check. And there hasn't been an incident other than the fact that I know he's texting a lot of his friends. Melissa in Upland, when did you start checking your kids' text messages?
I've been checking those things since he was 12 years old. And he got a phone at 12.
So as soon as they got a phone, you were checking?
Absolutely.
Megan and Tammy agree with you. Both sending messages on Facebook says, as soon as they get their phone, that's when you start checking it. Now, is there a difference between the phone and the Apple Watch? Because Jennifer also weighed in and said, not only should you be checking text messages, you need to have passwords to all of their social media accounts. That is another one I am holding off for as long as I can. 951 text in says, I check my kids' devices as soon as they received them. But here's the thing, I do it sporadically and randomly. So it's not a daily thing. They don't know when it's gonna happen. That really is so smart because even at 10 years old, he can be very sneaky. Carter will be a terrible criminal. He'd end up diming himself out. But especially for Colt, my second born, that's the one that's going to be too smart for his own good. Parents, when did you start checking your kids' text messages? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. Day one seems to be the answer. When do you start checking your kids' text messages? My oldest, Carter, is 10 years old. He doesn't have a cell phone, but he has an Apple Watch. And his brother recently dimed him out about all the people he's been texting. I loaded the Apple Watch with like family numbers and things like that. And he's mentioned too of, oh, I'm going to text my friend. So I knew that it was happening. And there hasn't been an actual event or something that happened that has me curious what he's texting. But this world's crazy and it scares me. That's why I'm guessing a lot of people are weighing in. Day one is when you should start checking your kids' text messages, like the day they get their device. 951 added onto it says, though, don't tell him that you're checking the text messages. Just do it. That's what me and my wife do. Auburn and Corona, what are your thoughts? When should you check your kids' text messages?
I actually don't really check them on a steady basis. I trust that my kids do right, and if I see something or I feel a vibe off, I'll check it. I do worry about my daughter, but my two boys are pretty good.
Okay, so you got to give them the benefit of the doubt?
Yes, I kind of like them to have their own privacy and to know that they have to be adults, they have to be more mature, because if I do check it by accident or, like, you know, I roll through a phone or I see something, I'll take it away and I'll be like, no. But they have been really honest and very good. So if they see something or if someone messages them or something odd, they'll let me know right away. And I'm like, okay.
How old are your kids?
I have an 18-year-old. He got his phone, he was 12. My 17-year-old got a phone, he was 10. And my 4-year-old got a phone when she was 8. Only because she's younger and she had to walk back and forth to school, so I needed her to have a phone. But they're pretty good with phones.
Okay, so then that almost kind of opens up a line of trust between you and the kids, too. Look, I'm going to give you your privacy, but I also need you to tell me if something's wrong.
Exactly.
And on the flip side, the 909 said, I started checking my kids' phones as soon as they got them. But my son was smarter than my daughter, so he deleted everything. I didn't stop checking their phones until they were 19 and 20 years old. Turning a work trip into a...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Family trip. Are you okay with this, or is this a no-no? Is this like crossing personal and professional? Here's why I bring it up. I was in Portland over the weekend for a work function, and I had some downtime, and I got to thinking it would have been really nice to have my family up there. They've never been to Portland before, so I might have to go back in a couple months, and I'm thinking about extending the trip so that they could go with me. And here's my reasoning, and yes, I am a cheapskate. One, I'm already going to have the hotel room. Two, my flight is paid for. Now, yes, I do actually have to work while I'm up there, so I will be in meetings and I might have to go to a concert or two. But if I add some time either maybe before or after the trip and pay for the additional hotel room and then just pay for my family's flights, is it okay to have your family tag along on a work trip? What are your thoughts? Give me a call. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on KFrog. I could regret this, but in my head, it makes sense. Taking my family with me on a work trip. I just got back from one, but it was a quick weekend trip. But I know that I have another one coming up. So now I'm trying to plan ahead of maybe I should take the family with me. I was up in Oregon, and I've never really experienced Oregon because every time I've been there, it's just been for work. And my family's never been there before. And since I already know that I'm gonna go and my flight is paid for and my hotel is paid for a couple days, maybe they just tag along. Jason in Canyon Lake, what do you think about that?
I think you go for it. You got to do it. Some of the best work trips I've taken have taken my family with me. I went to New York 2 years ago around Easter time, took my family with me. We had a great time. I've been to Oregon, took my family with me, had a great time. I used to travel a lot for work, and whenever I could take my family with me, I have two kids and a wife, I would take them because it is less expensive than doing it on your own. And I enjoy my work trips a lot more when I have them with me.
Right. There was a time where I was sitting in my hotel room and I was like, I'm kind of sad and bored. Like, I don't have my family here. We could have been exploring a little bit.
I experienced that a few times before I started taking them, and now I try to take them as often as possible. I highly suggest you do it.
Was there ever a time, though, that, like, you totally regretted it, where maybe your schedule was a little heavy with meetings, or do you try and balance it by adding a couple days before or after?
So when I took them to New York, yes, I was extremely busy. I had a big campaign going on. I had a lot to do. I didn't regret it because they had a great time. My wife was there. She took the kids out to a lot of places to experience things, but I wasn't able to do it with them. So it was a little sad, so it was still worth it.
951 along those same lines says it's a win-win. I think it's totally okay. I did this with my teenage daughter. She kind of vegged out in the hotel room while I was working. And then as soon as I got off work, we explored. What are your thoughts? Is it okay to have your family tag along if you are on a work trip? Give me a call at 888-431-3764. Bringing the family along on a work trip. Is this an idea that I am going to regret? I just got back from a quick weekend work trip where if I would have brought them, honestly, there would not have been a lot for us all to do together. But looking ahead, I have another one coming up, and I'm thinking maybe I'm going to add a couple days either before or after so that we can explore together. Because let's be honest, things are expensive, and if I can get my flight paid for because it's work, that's going to help out this little family vacation a little bit. Melissa in Upland, did you ever take your family with you when you went on work trips?
No.
Not at all?
No, and the only reason is because I'm in business meetings all the time.
So you don't really get to enjoy it.
No, not at all. I mean, do our vendors take us out, especially in Vegas? Absolutely.
That's a good point, though. I think it depends on what is the trip for, maybe where it's at. If it's Vegas and dinners where your family can't join, that might not make sense. 714, though, remembers going to Vegas with their family. She said her dad would go to all the trade shows, and then her and her siblings, along with her mom, would just kind of do their thing during the day, meet up at night. And I didn't think of this, but I really like this angle, and it totally justifies what I'm trying to do. 951 says, I am one of five. My parents used to take us on work trips all the time. It teaches us kids that our parents are hardworking and able to provide opportunities like this because of their work. Also, it's a great way to travel and see things you probably wouldn't otherwise. All right, I think you guys convinced me. I think I might be taking them the next time I go on a work trip. And I'm sure afterwards I will report back whether it was a good idea or a bad idea.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.